And this is something that's got a real strong odor, and it'll make your eyes water if you cut it.
Pepper.
Yeah, but something else.
Onion.
Okay. And what do you call the little young fresh onions that you eat plain?
Well, I would just call them onions.
Yeah, you know those little ones, only about maybe this big and long green.
Yeah. Salt. Yeah, well, I just call them little young onions.
Okay. And this is a kind of vegetable. It's about this long, maybe. It's green on the outside, and it's sort of bristly on the outside. And on the inside, it's real sticky, and it's got seeds.
Real sticky?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. It wouldn't be a parsnip, would it? No.
No, I'm thinking of oak.
Okra. Oh.
Okra?
Yeah. Well, that grows on a stalk, honey.
What did I say?
I thought you said it grows in the ground. Maybe I misunderstood you. But it grows on a stalk. You know, you plant the seed and it comes up.
Okay. And if you leave a skin of a dried apple around, it'll dry up and what?
If you leave it peel it and just leave it?
Yeah, it'll dry up and...
perish.
Or shrink.
What?
Get smaller.
Yeah.
You say it would. What? Mm-hmm.
It'll just kind of perish, you know, just kind of draw up, just like you fix an apple and put it out, you know, to dry, it will dry. Of course, that'd be the whole apple, and it would just kind of draw up.
Okay,
A shrink, either one, you know, you'd draw it up, or it shrunk.
Okay. What about the word swivel or shrivel?
The what?
Swivel or shrivel.
Yeah, swivel. Yeah, that's used too. You could shrivel up, you know.
Okay. This is a kind of leafy green vegetable. It grows...
cabbage.
Okay. And, talking about the size, you might say these, what, are big? These?
Big head.
Okay,
My grandson can grow some of the biggest headed cabbage I ever saw in my life.
Okay. And if you wanted to get beans out of the pod by hand, you'd say that you had to...
Pick beans.
Or to get them out of the pod.
Oh, well, if you're going to eat green beans, you string them and break them. And if you're going to shell them, if they're yellow, you know, too old to break, you have to hull them.
Okay. Does it mean the same thing to shell beans as to whole beans?
Whole beans or shell beans, that's the same thing.
Okay. And this is a large yellowish flat bean.
Butter bean.
Okay. Is that the same as lima beans?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No difference then?
Well, no. They're called limas or they're called butter beans.
Okay.
Well, they have different size too, you know.
Yeah.
Big and little and uncolored and little white ones. Different color, but they're all called butter beans, either lima beans.
Okay. And the kind of, you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
greens.
Okay. Any other words?
Yes,
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Well, you can use the mustard that makes greens, and then pork sides, you can get that grows in spring.
Okay.
And a watercress, a lot of people have used watercress, you know, grows around spring branches, and use that for a salad. And I have used ridge tops, and I have went out and picked wild salads when I was a kid.
Okay. I think you mentioned, though, that you would refer to, say, two head of lettuce, you know, two or three head of lettuce. You use the word head, right? Talking about lettuce or cabbage.
Yeah, it'd be two, three heads, you'd call it.
Okay,